The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans. St. Lawrence Seaway Management Corporation Director of Market Development, Bruce Hudson, talks about extending the Gateway Incentive Program to the Soy Transportation Coalition.
The Seaway, in the marketing of our system, we have incentives in place for new business. So as part of those new business incentives, we have a gateway incentive to attract business that is moving via other gateways. So, for example, it could be moving via the East Coast of the U.S. into the U.S. Midwest. It could be moving via the Mississippi, for example, up into the U.S. Midwest. So to attract that business, we've put in place a gateway incentive. And the incentive that we have with the Soy Transportation Coalition is just an example of that. It's extended to the Soy Transportation Coalition and their members. That doesn't preclude other shippers from applying. So if you go on our website, we have an application form to apply for a gateway incentive, and the minimum requirement is 75,000 tons of cargo in 1 year. Well, it benefits the producers from the standpoint that they have another routing option available to them. We first started working with the Soy Coalition when their members were looking to diversify their customer base. Most of the soy buyers were in China, so they were looking to diversify into the European market.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans.